You probably saw the recent news stories about the big decline in the percentage of Americans who read fiction or poetry or drama. Back in 1982, a large majority of people said they read a work of literature that year. And now, just two decades later, it's less than half of us, and still dropping. Reading fiction, any kind of fiction from Jackie Collins to Stephen King to Philip Roth, has officially become a minority taste in America. Yikes. What's more, this decline appears to be accelerating. Nearly all of the drop occurred in just the last decade. The new study was undertaken by the National Endowment for the Arts, and Dana Gioia, the poet and former businessman who runs the NEA, says that what we're witnessing is, quote, a general collapse in advanced literacy. He calls it a national crisis.
What you see is this kind of, I think, collective dumbing down of the United States, or a lack of engagement in advanced and active literacy.
I don't disagree. This really, literally is the decline of Western civilization. Not the end, necessarily, but without question, a decline. I believe there are essential perceptions and ideas and knowledge, wisdom, truths, that can only be transmitted by means of fiction or poetry. Looking at the study, as you might expect, educated people read more literature than the uneducated, women more than men, whites more than blacks and Hispanics, and so on. But after picking apart the NEA data, I unearthed some nuances that weren't in all the news accounts. For one thing, I was interested that TV is not the decisive culprit. The literary people watch a little less than 3 hours of TV each day, but the people who never read fiction watch only a little more than 3 hours. A main headline was that the biggest decline was among young people.
Kids, I don't know what's wrong with these kids today. Kids.
But the study compares the reading rates of young people in 1982 with those of young people in 2002. It's important to realize that those are entirely different groups of young people. When I was young, 60% of people my age read novels. But today, only 43% of 18 to 24-year-olds do. That is a huge and troubling 17% difference, a real generation gap. But it's not exactly right to call it a 17% drop. The fact is, more baby boomers than any other age group read fiction when they were young, and more baby boomers still do today. But here is a nugget of semi-hopeful news about younger people right now. The decline in literary reading since 1992 among the Gen Xers is much less than that for older people. And poetry. According to the NEA, 12% of American adults say they read poetry. 25 million people. Can that really be true? If it is, I find it absolutely amazing and heartening. The historian and author Kevin Starr was quoted in the New York Times as saying to him, this glass looked half full. Nearly 100 million American adults still reading fiction and poetry and drama. He said, in an age where we're returning to medieval-like oral culture based on television, I think that's pretty impressive. And I agree with Professor Starr, but I have to say, when I read his phrase about returning to a medieval oral culture based on TV, I literally got the chills. This is Kurt Anderson, and you've been listening to Studio 360. Please join us again next week.